Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, this becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
The clock is counting down, please tell me what you're gonna do. Just being a witness, giving attention to the truth. They conspire to hide the identity from you. Many are offended, we exposing how they do you.
They don't love us as a whole, they don't love us. It's a small remnant of them that got some love for us. Love not an emotion, it's defined by the word. Read 1 Corinthians 13, then observe. Love always rejoices when justice is won. Cops killing Hebrews, there been no justice from one. If your soul don't ache, then you're faking the fun. All that love is undone. See, they thought that we was done.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, this becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Tell me where your conscience go when you came to this land. Ship look like a bunch of sardines sitting in the can. Some say that they African, others say American. Or they slap them both together, look at how we join the hands. This one for my ancestors under the attack. Picking cotton in the sun, long hours breaking sweats. Fly to me with Section 8, dump me in them projects. Imagine that, they just trying to keep the yoke up on our neck. But you found out you a brute, not another project. Why we curse? Cause our fathers tweaked and broke the contract. Let's reverse all these curses and continue being blessed. Kumbaya, hear ya, how we come by ya, I'm no longer distressed.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews killing other Hebrews, it's becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Hey, shalom, shalom. This is Yahshua, and welcome to Israel Now Radio. Just want to say, first and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Most High Yahweh. So I'm going to play one more song, and then I'll come back with the show for today. Today, we'll be dealing with the topic of the virgin birth. So we'll be bringing out some scriptures and bring out some understanding on the virgin birth. But before we do that, I'm going to go into one more song.
KK on the track.
I got that Ruah HaKodesh, making Satan getting mad, cause I'm barely doing my dad, and the Most I got my bag. Hey, happy, don't be sad, when we been to get a bag, been about to put a mask, cause you know it's the Shabbat. I got that Ruah, 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 we got that Ruah, they got that Ruah.
volume into the book of Dan. Chapter 1 and verse 8, they stood up like a man. Prophecies are philosophies, you can copy mission chaos. Gotta have faith, how to must see. Blessing for your brother. People you should too, if you knew what this world would do to you. Because it's the 82, but we got the Ruah. I got the Ruah, I could dash, making Satan getting mad. Cause I'm barely doing my dad, and the most I got my bag. Hey, happy, don't be sad, when we been to get a bag. Been about to put a mask, cause you know it's the Shabbat. I got that Ruah,
I got that Ruah,
I got that Ruah.
I got that
Ruah.
I got that
Ruah.
I got that
Ruah.
We got that
Ruah.
They got that
Ruah.
We got that Ruah.
We got that
Ruah.
They got that Ruah. I know y'all tired of the dealing and killing from all your children. But Rollins, you believer, receiver, we got the spirit. Turn back the statutes and laws and the commandments. And if we do so, we do damage all on this planet. Cause we chosen, we go in like oil sheen on a pro team. That Ruah talk to dad, the reason for my flowing. We posting, no roaches, we so lit. We go get the most out behind us, so nothing we can't win. I got that Ruah talk to dad, making Satan getting mad. Cause I'm barely doing my dad, and the most I got my bag. Hey, happy, don't be sad, when we finna get a bag. Been about to put a mask. I got that Ruah.
I got that Ruah.
I got that Ruah.
I got that Ruah.
We got that Ruah.
They
got that Ruah.
She got that Ruah.
They got that Ruah.
It's for Ruben.
It's for Ruben.
It's for Dan.
It's for Dan.
It's for Simeon, Levi, and Gay.
And Gay.
It's for Asher, it's for Carl, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Naphtali, Joseph, and Zebulun.
Zebulun, Judah.
All right, so shalom, shalom. Again, welcome everybody to Israel Now Radio. So, like I said before the last song, we're going to the topic of the virgin birth. So, it's very much it's a controversial topic, and really it shouldn't be a controversial topic, but it is a controversial topic. What makes it controversial is because so many people are out there teaching that the Messiah was not born of a virgin. That's the only thing that makes it controversial. But the scriptures themselves are not controversial at all. The scriptures themselves, if we leave all of our, if we base our doctrine solely off from the scriptures, this is a topic that it shouldn't be controversial, not one bit. Because the scriptures are very, very clear in what I'm going to go into today, that the Messiah was indeed born of a virgin. It's very clear all throughout the scriptures. I don't know why some of these topics seem to be such a big debate among the children of Israel, you know. But again, you know, the scriptures let us know that the children of Israel are operating under the spirit of error. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of times in a lot of these cases, that, you know, that we have to bring up and we have to deal with these certain topics that we would think that our people should be past at that time. So we're going to bring it up. And as always, for the listener audience, call in, push number one if you have a question or a comment, and we'll go from there. But first off, I want to say, in dealing with this topic, we know that the scripture says that the Messiah is the second Adam, right? We had Adam, the first man Adam, and the Messiah is known as the second Adam spiritually. In no way am I equating, as some believe, that Christ was Adam and he was reincarnated. First he was Adam and then he got reincarnated later to be, you know, Yahawashah. And even before that, he was reincarnated to be Solomon and other people. In no way am I saying that, but the scripture does say that he is known as the second Adam. Why? Because the first Adam didn't have a earthly father. You know, he was a created being, the first Adam. He didn't have an earthly father or earthly mother or anything like that. So in certain similarities like that, he is called the second Adam. Also, the first Adam, not everything, but the sin that the first Adam did, his life and the sin that he committed, that was passed down to all of mankind. all the sons of Adam, not just the Israelites. It was passed down to all of Ham's descendants, all of Shem's descendants, and all of Japheth's descendants, who are all of the people that's living on the earth today. There are no people that's living on earth today that are not descendants of one of Noah's three sons. Because during the flood, the scripture is very clear that everyone died besides Ham, his wife, Shem, his wife, Japheth, his wife, and Noah, his wife. Eight people. Everyone else died. Therefore, when they came off the boat, all of the descendants are, again, descendants of either Ham, Shem, or Japheth, one of Noah's three sons. And I know there's a big teaching that's going around saying those, it's some other people that still survive. It's people from the Nephilim that still survive, all these other people, but the scriptures actually say the opposite of that. All right, so with that being said, you know, we know that the first Adam, you know, his sin was passed down to all mankind. But now the second Adam, meaning Yahweh Shah the Messiah, he came and he shed his blood, you know, for our people, and he died for our people. And in turn, by default, because he came to his own first, now that also passed over to the Gentiles as well, that everyone could have salvation through him, through his bloodshed, through what he did. So it's a direct correlation between the first Adam and the second Adam. And, you know, just many things like that. But I'm just going to get into these scriptures. And what I want to start first, we'll get right to the point. Let's just go to Matthew chapter 1. And I'm going to start at verse 18. I'm going to read this and just get some understanding out of what's being stated here. All right, Matthew, the first chapter, starting at the 18th verse down to the 25th verse is where I'll read. So y'all have y'all scriptures? Just follow me along, read along with me. All right, Matthew 1 and 18. And the birth of Yahawashah Christ was on this wise. When his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So look at that. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Guess what that means when it says before they came together? All right. The Greek word, one of the definitions of that word means conjugally. All right, so before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. So he's saying that what? She already is pregnant, so he want to put her away now, privately. All right, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So we see what happened here. The angel had to come to Joseph to reassure him, don't think to put her away privately. Go ahead and take her to be your wife, because she didn't cheat on you. What is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahawashah, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Yahweh by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, for which being interpreted is Elohim with us. All right, so of course that is going back to the book of Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, which is the fulfillment of that prophecy, which was a duo prophecy. All right, so that's going back to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And I know a lot of people have been saying for many years, Isaiah 7 and 14, that word, it's not the word for virgin. That word don't mean virgin. and all these different things. They say it's two different words. One word is Bethula. One word is Alma. And they keep saying that that word in Isaiah 7 and 14 do not mean virgin. Well, again, they made that up. Because if they say it don't mean virgin, tell them to look it up in the Hebrew. And when you look it up in the Hebrew, one of the definitions say it's virgin. So people say all type of things to fit their doctrine. And they twist scriptures, they twist definitions to fit their doctrine. If one of the definitions says virgin, that's what it is. Just like the other Hebrew word that they say means virgin, one of the definitions out of the other ones in that word means virgin. So how can one of the definitions in Alma mean virgin? One of the definitions in the Hebrew word Bethula means virgin, but you're going to say Bethula is the only word that really means a virgin, and Alma do not mean a virgin. They both are two Hebrew words that can mean virgin depending on the context, and one of the definitions is virgin. All right, so verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of Yahweh had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Verse 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Yahweh Shah. So this is very, very clear. We see the sequence of what happened. And he knew her not until after the child was born. He knew her not until after she had brought forth her firstborn son. All right. So that means knew her not. Again, it just means that he didn't lie with his wife until after that child was born. Very, very clear. How could we mess that up? All right. Because we have different people saying he wasn't born of a virgin and all this stuff. But these scriptures are very clear. Now, if you go back to what we just read, it clearly says that he seen that she was pregnant and he thought to put her away privately. Now, again, if we understand the law and we understand what's going on, the scripture said that Joseph was a just man. He was a righteous man. Now, a righteous man wouldn't get his fiance pregnant, which that's what a spouse means, right? And then once he get her pregnant, thinking, okay, now I'm going to put her away privately. That's not a just man. That's not keeping the law. If you keep the law and you get your fiance pregnant, the law says you must marry her. Not just if you get her pregnant. If you lie with her, you must marry her. That's being a just man. So it's just simple as just knowing the law and equating these things to the scripture. But I know this, I could go to many other scriptures. I just want to go right to one that most people haven't really heard before. You know, I could go through this New Testament, which a lot of people that, you know, I could go through Matthew and different things like that, Book of Mark, Luke, John. I want to bring out a scripture that most people haven't read, haven't considered, probably haven't heard, just to shed more light on this, because there's a lot of teachings out there both ways saying that they believe the Messiah is born of a virgin, and, you know, and then there's other brothers teaching that they believe the Messiah is not born of a virgin, and most of the time they're using, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, different things like that, which we can easily do, but what I'm going to read now is from the Gospel of James. I'm going to go into that. I'm going to read chapter 12, 13, and 14. All right. So again, you know, and just dealing with the Gospel of James, it is, of course, part of our scriptures, part of our canon, part of our scriptures that the, again, like we always say, we don't look to the Roman Catholic Church to tell us what books we go by and what books we don't go by, when all these books was part of our scriptures. All right. So I'm in the Gospel of James. Anybody, if you have internet, you can look this up on the internet. Sometimes it's called the Infancy Gospel of James, chapter 12 through chapter 14 is what I'm going to read. All right. And of course, you'll see this goes right along with the scriptures, right along with the scriptures. But the places in Matthew, which they try to twist, and you can't let them twist what we just read. That was perfectly flat out, perfectly clear. You know, you either accept it or not. But even if brothers don't want to accept that, you know, here's some more icing on the cake. Just go right along with what we just read. All right, so I'm going to start at verse 1. So Gospel of James, Infancy Gospel of James, chapter 12, starting verse 1. Dealing with the same story, talking about, you know, the birth of the Messiah. And she made the purple and the scarlet thread and carried it to the high priest. And taking it, the high priest blessed her and said, Mary, Elohim has magnified your name. You will be called blessed among all generations of the earth. Verse 3. Then Mary went gladly to her cousin Elizabeth and knocked at the door. And when Elizabeth heard, she threw down her scarlet thread and ran to the door and opened it for her. And she blessed her and said, Where have you come from? Or where have you come to me from? Why should the mother of my Lord come to me? See how the child in me leaps and blesses you. Verse 6. But Mary had forgotten the mysteries which the angel Gabriel had told her. And looking into heaven, she said, Who am I, Yahweh, that all generations of earth will bless me? She spent 3 months with Elizabeth. Day after day, her womb swelled. She was afraid to go to her house and hid herself from the children of Israel. Mary was 16 years old when these mysterious things happened to her. All right, so day after day, her stomach is getting bigger and bigger. She's staying with her cousin right now. She was 16 years old. All right, verse chapter 13. In the 6th month of her pregnancy, Joseph came from his house building. Remember, Joseph was a carpenter. So in the 6th month of her pregnancy, Joseph came from his house building and went into the house to find her swelling. Now watch what he did. And he struck his face and threw himself on the ground in sackcloth and wept bitterly. How can I look to Yahweh Elohim? What will I pray about her? For I took her as a virgin from the temple of Yahweh and did not guard her. So he's saying he took her as a virgin and he did not guard her. He been gone working on the house and he like, I wasn't even there to guard her. All right. And did not guard her. Verse 4, he says, Who has set this trap for me? Who did this evil in my house? Look, he's obviously saying, I didn't get her pregnant. I left to go to work for 6 months and I come back and my fiance is obviously 6 months pregnant. So he like, who did this evil in my house? Who did this to me? I wasn't there to guard her. All right. Who stole the virgin from me and defiled her? You can't get any clearer than that. He said, Who stole the virgin from me and defiled her? Verse 5. Has not the story of Adam been repeated with me? For while Adam was glorifying Elohim, the serpent came and found Eve alone and deceived her and defiled her. So it has also happened to me. So you see that? So it also happened to him is what Joseph is saying. All right, let me keep going. And Joseph got up from his sackcloth and called her and said, After having been cared for by Elohim, what have you done? Did you forget Yahweh your Elohim? You who were raised in the Holy of Holies, you who received from the hand of an angel, do you know how much you have humiliated yourself? Then she wept bitterly, saying, I am pure, and I did not know a man. And Joseph said to her, Where did this thing in your womb come from then? Verse 10. But she said, As Yahweh my Elohim lives, I do not know where it came from. All right, we're in chapter 14. We're going to wrap up with this chapter. All right, then Joseph was extremely frightened and kept quiet about her, pondering what he should do. And Joseph said to himself, If I hide her sin, I will be rebelling against the law of Yahweh. And if I expose her to the children of Israel, well, I am afraid that the child in her might be angelic, and I will be betraying, or I will be betraying innocent blood to a judgment of death. What then will I do about her? I will send her away from me secretly. That's the exact same thing that we read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. It said he thought to put her away privately. This is what he's talking about now, while he's pondering what things he should do. He's pondering you know, what options he had. All right, next verse says, and night overtook him, and suddenly the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a dream, saying, do not fear this child, for the child is her, for the child in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son for you, and you will call his name Yahweh Shah, for he will save his people from their sins. And Joseph arose from his sleep and glorified the Elohim of Israel, who had given grace to him, and he guarded the child. All right, so I'm going to stop right there, and we can see that goes right along with what we just read here. It's very, very clear, according to the scriptures, that the Messiah was born of a virgin. The Holy Spirit put that child in his mother without Joseph having anything to do with it physically. All right, without Joseph having anything to do with it. All right, and that's what happened. All right, so let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 1. So no matter what we read, it's the same storyline, the same storyline. So what the problem is, people believe that doctors can implant children or implant babies in a mother's womb now, but they're doubting the power of the Most High to do that. All right, they believe that doctors can, you know, make a woman have a baby without the physical, a man physically being with her and laying with her, right? But they're doubting that the Most High can't do this. When the Most High been doing miracles all throughout this time, all throughout the scriptures, all throughout everything, all throughout the beginning of time. All right. So all of a sudden, these same people that believe the Almighty had a donkey talk, the same people that believe the Most High created the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sea, the waters, and everything, created all humans and all animals and did all these different things and split the sea so our people could walk through. The Almighty did all these things, but all of a sudden, the Almighty can't make a virgin have a baby. All right, so where we at? The book of Luke, chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 26 down to 35. Luke 1 and 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from Elohim into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored. Yahweh is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Elohim. All right, verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahweh Shah, for he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? So again, she said, how can I have a son, seeing I know not a man? Meaning, seeing I have not had sex, seeing I have not laid with anybody. How can this be? How can I be pregnant? All right, or how can I have a son? Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that thing, that holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of Elohim. All right, so very, very clear. Her words are clear. The words of the angel are clear. Joseph's words are clear, and his reactions are clear. This all just makes perfect sense. All right, so someone will try to say, see, it says he's his father David, because he's a descendant of David. Yes, he's a descendant of David, because just as you can go to and the modern day doctors can implant, you know, the man's DNA into a woman, it's the same thing. The Almighty put the seed line of David in Mary's womb without Joseph laying with her. The Almighty put the seed line of David. He put David's seed in Mary's womb, so the Messiah will come out from the lineage of David. And that's literally what happened throughout the scriptures. And it's very clear that's what happened. All right, but they read that and say he's going to be of his father David. And they say he has to be Joseph's son then, because Joseph, if you go down the line, Joseph was from the tribe of Judah, and he had to physically lay with her. And all the scriptures clearly show that he didn't physically lay with her until when? Until after the child was born. All right, so just dealing with that, and like I said, many scriptures. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 8. Just look at something real quick. And so anybody on the call, push number one. You want to get in, you know, make a comment, ask a question, just push number one. I'll get you on. Didn't want to go, you know, because this thing can be real repetitive. You can just go on. And I'm trying not to deal with the same arguments that you will hear all the time. Just hit it from a different angle, so to speak, not deal with the same scriptures, which are very clear, and just trying to hit it from a different angle with this, especially with using the Gospel of James as well. With that being said, let me go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. It says, remember that Yahushua Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Again, so I just wanted to put that one out there, because just like I just explained that, because that's one of the scriptures that they'll use, because it says of the seed of David. Yes, he was of the seed of David. But how did David's seed get there is the question. All right. Was the Messiah of the seed of David? Yes. How did the seed of David get in his mother's Mary is the question. So there's nothing you have to run from. Just trying to show y'all how to deal with this and deal with this argument. Because those that say that he wasn't born of a virgin, that Mary wasn't a virgin, and that he was born the same way everybody else was born, they use that scripture, which I just read, just like the other one that says he's the seed of David. Anyone that says he's the seed of David, they use that and automatically think that Joseph lay with Mary to have Yahushua. All right, but again, you don't have to run from that, him being of the seed of David, because he absolutely was of the seed of David. But now the question is, how did the seed of David get there? That's how we got to turn it on him. All right, and as soon as they say the seed of David got there from Joseph laying with Mary, now that's what we have a problem with. That's what the scriptures don't say. The scriptures say the opposite of that. The scriptures say he didn't lay with her until after the child was born. All right, so was he of the seed of David? Absolutely. How did the seed of David get there? Because the Holy Spirit put it there. That's how. And it's just that simple. That's exactly what the angel told her when she said, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? What did the angel tell her? The thing that will be born of you, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you and cause you to be pregnant, pretty much. Put it in my own words, but that's what the Holy Spirit told her. The Holy Spirit, or that's what the angel told her. The Holy Spirit is going to come and overshadow you, and the Holy Spirit put the seed of David in Mary. And that's how that happened. So I'm going to check my call and see if I have anybody online want to make a comment, ask a question. Push number one, so I'll get you on. And like always, this is probably a topic that most of my listening audience is probably already aware of. But I want to hit these shows all the time because, like I say, most of Israel, for whatever reason, is not aware of this. Well, I know the reason, because it's a lot of bad teaching in Israel all over, a lot of bad teaching. But at the same time, you know, I feel like we need to put these different things out there just to have them on our archives. So anytime people need to hear this lesson, we can just pull it right up. You know what I mean? Hopefully we're going to start putting some more of these radio shows on our YouTube page as well. Help people to find them more easier. So, all right, so let's see. Dealing with the virgin birth. Let's see, what else? That's mostly what I hear them use most of the time. They just harp on the fact that the scriptures say he is of the seed of David. That's the main thing that I hear him use all the time. But it's funny because when you go to Genesis 4:1, I'm going to go here real quick. I'm going to just show a precept because we already read that it said that he knew not his wife until after the child was born, dealing with Joseph and Mary. He knew her not until after the child was born. All right, and we understand clearly what that language means when we read it in the scripture. Knew her, meaning he lied with her. Knew her not, meaning he did not lie with her. But if I go to Genesis 4:1, it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yahweh. So you see how that happens. It says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. All right, now nobody has a problem with that. When it clearly says Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. But now when we come to the Messiah's birth, and then that same language is used, and it says he knew her not, now all of a sudden it don't mean that he didn't lay with her. It's the same language throughout the scriptures and the same understanding. All right, so yeah, this is just going to be real quick. Didn't want to keep hitting the same scriptures over and over. Think I pretty much, I really just wanted to introduce something new as far as that gospel of James that most people, I haven't heard anybody really going into that and dealing with this. And honestly, you don't really need to, but, you know, I just figured to bring out something else just the icing on the cake because Matthew 1 and 18 through 25 is crystal clear, you know, but we could definitely go into our other scriptures as well, such as this, which tells the exact same story and backs it up, just like we use all the rest of the scriptures. It's called line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. All right, so I'm going to take a quick pause on that and just let everybody know about a men's conference that we're having coming up in Cincinnati, Ohio, December the 21st and the 22nd. All right, so for all men that can make it, come on out. I'll give more details later. I know the hotel will be the Crown, but I don't have, like, the exact address or anything like that. So hopefully in the shows to come, I can give the address for those that are coming out of town. But for all those that's in the Cincinnati, Ohio area or, you know, anywhere close by, just come on down December 21st and 22nd. We'll be having a men's conference. And I believe, I'm not for sure yet, but I believe a lot of the gatherings that we'll be having on those 2 days will more than likely be at that hotel, at the Crown. But as I find out, I'll definitely, if that changes, I'll try to, you know, get that word out on the up-and-coming radio shows before that time. So, yep, 21st and 22nd should be a great thing. Yeah, we definitely need to just start, you know, getting these different doctrines together because it's ironic that most of us never really we never really gather together too much as far as the different camps and the different doctrines out there. You know, we all just pretty much stay to ourselves and stay and believe that the other group of Israelites are lying or the other group don't know what they're talking about, and we never really come to the table as different beliefs. Just like what I mean by that, like most of the One West organizations, most of the organizations that come out of One West, that One West doctrine, they mostly all group together, and they don't really group with other brothers like us and other brothers outside of that One West doctrine or that One West understanding, you know. And what happens with that is that, you know, you fall into that, and you go year after year, 1 and 2 and 3 and 5 years, and, you know, in 10 years, and you in this, and these are the only brothers you're around, and everybody's saying the same thing, and you automatically are assuming that all of that stuff is true, you know, and never really stopped and took the time, just like a lot of our people did when they was in Christianity. You never really stopped and took the time to second guess anything to say, is this really true according to the scriptures? Does this really make sense? Do I study anything else outside of what they are saying? You know what I mean? Do you have another group of Israelites over here that's, that, you know, they gathering together? and they're believing something totally different, you know what I mean? But how can we come together in a certain way? You know what I mean? It's about coming together, even if we don't agree, even if we don't teach the exact same thing. There's certain things that I want to present to the people as far as what we should do to come together, even if we don't teach the same thing. As long as we teach, you know, we believe certain things the same, you know, and we just build upon that. But it's certain things that we all need to do that needs to be said and needs to be presented to all the Israelites around the country, to all the different groups, all the different camps, all the different whatever, you know what I mean? Whether you meet in the home and you believe in the Most High and you worship Yahweh and you believe in His truth, certain things that you need to be doing. Whether you're in the huge camp, it's certain things that you need to be doing. It's individual, each individual need to be doing certain things, all right? And that's something that we need to actually just present to the people, you know what I mean? And just coming together. But Israel is always a stiff-necked type of people, hard-headed. But, you know, what the Almighty let us know that in our affliction, we're going to seek Him early. Because the Almighty have us in this land of captivity, and all these curses coming up, down upon us, and it's going to force us to come together more. It's going to force us to do certain things together more. So, and it's better, which I'm trying to say, to not wait until that time, to already have this thing in progress, you know, and not wait until that time. People are too comfortable right now, all right? They're too comfortable right now, and they just, you know, a lot of people are playing church, even in the Israelite movement, you know what I mean? Because everybody want to be a teacher these days. Like I said it a few different times, and every time I look and I see different things on Facebook and YouTube, I just think that I think we have definitely way too many teachers in Israel right now, and there's no real thing to say, okay, you have to do X, Y, and Z. You got to come through this or do this, you know, knowledge to be a teacher or through under these certain people or certain teacher to even teach you, to let you know what I mean? It's just all just freelance, and that's why we have everybody saying everything, you know. No matter what doctrine you pick up, somebody's saying something different. But the real proof comes when it's time to prove it, because most of the stuff people were saying, they can't prove it at all. You know, they can't prove it at all. And every time we question them on proving it, they don't prove it. So that's what lets you know right there. That's where the defining line comes in, the defining factor. Can you prove what you're saying? Because people can say a lot of things all day long, but can you prove it? Can you back that up using the scriptures? And when you nail them down to that, then you're going to find a whole lot of these teachings to be very, very, you know, short when it comes to being weighed in the balances. And so our people's salvation is at stake, and we have no time to play games with that stuff. We have no time to play games with any of this stuff. So it's time to buckle down, get serious, get everything in order, and that's definitely what we're trying to do, you know. And Israel Now, as always, we're always willing to talk, meet with our other brothers as well. At the same time, we're going to keep waking up the lost sheep of the house of Israel wherever we can. But at the same time, I think that a lot of if we could get, you know, some of these people together and just so we could present some things that I think all Israel need to hear from coast to coast, no matter what your what congregation you affiliate with or whatever, all Israel need to be on just being the right mind frame. So I just kind of say it like that, just being in the right mind frame. And, yeah, definitely need to get that together. So let me check my board. Anybody push number one? Any questions or comments? I'm not going to go any more into this. I just want to make it kind of quick. And because honestly, you know, you don't have to scripture after scripture after scripture. I don't have to be the dead horse. You know, those scriptures are just crystal clear. And we just leave it at that. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time in dealing with that. But, you know, I got to read a few different things and definitely crush that doctrine to pieces. So the Messiah was definitely born of a virgin. The prophet said it. That's why I quoted the prophet Isaiah about his birth. And again, as they always say, a lot of them Old Testament only brothers try to say that. That's not the Hebrew word for virgin. Well, it is the Hebrew word for virgin. It literally says virgin in the definition of that word. So, like I said, they just make up all kinds of stuff. We also could have hit it from an angle of the different leaders on down the line, or the different kings on down the line that came from the tribe of Judah. You know, it was also prophesied that some of their descendants would not flourish and different things like that. And so when you look into that and you realize, like, wait a minute, the Messiah came from this guy. He couldn't had come from this guy. And the prophecy says no king from your loins is going to flourish. Well, that's, again, another reason why that the Holy Spirit had to take the seed of David, David who was a righteous king, David who was the king that the Almighty made the covenant with. A covenant means agreement that said, look, from your loins, from you, David, from your loins, it's going to rule. It's going to come one that's going to rule forever. So in doing that, the Almighty bypassed all those bad kings out that came after David. And he went straight to David and took David's seed and put it in, you know, the righteous seed line of David and put it in Mary. So that's why he is from what? The seed of David. So it's a whole spiritual thing as well. You know, it's a whole spiritual thing. And just dealing with the scriptures at hand and what we read, and we just leave it at that. We don't have to add to. We don't have to take away. Even in Revelation 22, I think it's 22 and 16, I believe, what the Messiah talked about. He said, I am the root of David and the bright and morning star. You know, even the Messiah talked about that, how he is the root of David and the bright and morning star. So just many, many things where the scriptures are very, very clear concerning his birth, concerning what he came to do, concerning the prophecies about him, concerning how he would come and the things that he was going to do and all these different things, the prophecy of about how he would be like a prophet, likened unto Moses, all these things are validated throughout the reading of scriptures. All these things are validated. All right, so let me see. I've got about maybe 10, 12 more minutes left on the show. I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to come back. If I have any questions or comments, I'll take those. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say this, too. Check out, I'll put the post up on Facebook probably tonight or tomorrow when I get more details, but I'll be on a radio show tomorrow. Tomorrow dealing with, it's on another brother's radio show I was invited to called Five Smooth Stones. All right, so when I get the details, I'll post it to the Israel Now Facebook page. We'll post it on there. So I'll be on there talking about and proving that the 400-year prophecy that the Almighty gave to Abraham is dealing with us being in America for 400 years, and it is not dealing with our ancestors being in Egypt for 430 years, as people, some people try to equate that to the Egyptian captivity. So I will prove on that show, I won't be the only one on there. I know we have some other brothers and I think sisters as well who's going to be on there talking, but we will definitely go into that tomorrow on his show. And like I said, on the Facebook, when I get more detail, I'll type, you know, the call-in number and stuff like that. But it should be real good. Hopefully it should be, you know, another angle that people have not even looked into and thought about on how to show beyond a shadow of a doubt that that prophecy is dealing with us in America and was not dealing with the Egyptian captivity. So, yeah, just check that out as well. And, yeah, that should be good. All right, so let me go to a song.
My crop's ears.
be careful with your choices. Yeah. It's up to you. Be careful what you do. We rebuke the mind and courses. In your Yahweh's name, he came, now we change. Be careful with your choices. Yeah. It's up to you. Be careful what you do. We rebuke the mind and
no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Nah. Bully come against me, watch me eat like pasta. Guess I gotta let you know that I got real shotta. True bruise, tribe of Judah, no we not Rasta. We the true Israelite, unlike them imposters.
Yeah.
Synagogue of Satan,
yeah.
Perjury is blatant. How them devils racist?
Huh?
Hitler could've killed them all if the Father graced me. Shape of sun and place. Fire fall till it burns the faces. Literally or metaphorically, however you take it. The wicked setting trends got our women out here naked. The choices that we make it are evidence we've been forsaken. Hip hop culture, counterculture to the awakening. New age doctrine was laid at the foundation. Homo relationships like any other Greek creation. Stay away from fraternity and them damn Freemasons.
Be careful with your choices. It's up to you. Be careful what you do. We refuse your mind and courses. In your Yahweh's name, he came, now we change. Be careful with your choices. It's up to you. Be careful what you do. We rebuke the mind and forces. In your Yahweh's name, he came, now we change. Yeah.
Y'all should listen to this last song I'm gonna play called City of Refuge, and then we'll go out after that. And like I say, be on the five smooth stones tomorrow, proving that the 400-year prophecy is about us in America, not the Egyptian captivity. Then, of course, who's ever in the Cincinnati area, join our scripture study on Thursdays at 7 p.m. at Israel Now, which is 270 North Atlanta Boulevard, Suite 105. Also, will be at the same address on the Sabbath day, starting at 2 p.m. Then join me again next Monday for Israel Now Radio.
Got me nowhere, 'cause I cannot hide from you. Running and running never got me nowhere, 'cause I know you are my refuge, city of refuge.
Trying to say to fam, my mom, sisters, and my nephews, may his grace abound and y'all bless you. Life was meant to test you, tribulate and vex you, not to break you down, rather yet to get the best you. So put forth your best to pilgrims in the earth, yes, we extraterrestrial. And I keep your law on my mental, your yoke and your love, y'all is light and is gentle. So I'ma show your light to the Gentiles and mighty Egyptians, and not to mention them lost sheep of Israel, immersed in your ruach and wisdom. And out of those yokes and those curses of being a Christian, skin like the Pharaoh, vestiges glistening. Repent and take heed to my peace, please listen. Read between the lines and don't fall for the misprints. And do a go the distance like athletes and track meets, for instance.
Never be derailed.